service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
A huge third quarter from the North Huron Warriors gives them an 11-point lead entering the fourth quarter as they outscored Deckerville 20-6 in that third quarter. DeAndre Morris in the right corner. Get back up to Ty Knoblauch around the perimeter to Brad Hood, at the left wing.
North Huron is 4 for 12 in the as far as three-point shots.
4 for 12 in that quarter?
Yes.
John Hoodie takes another three in the right corner. This one's no good. Rebound Ty Knoblauch gets his... Puts it up. The hook shot's no good. Out of bounds. Deckerville ball. Game is all over the place now.
Yeah, but Deckerville's also bringing their defense out as well.
Definitely. North Huron also out-rebounded Deckerville in that third quarter. 11-8. North Huron to Asher at the right wing. Deckerville looks absolutely stunned right now. Inside the lane. Puts it up. Number 10. Trevor Barker's airballed rebound North Huron. That'd be the 30th rebound of the night. DeAndre Morris wide open in the right corner for the three. Yes! Morris with 22. North Huron leading by 14 points. 52-38. Less than 7 minutes to play in regulation. For three, Asher, no good from the left wing. Rebound, though, still loose and in the hands of John Hoodie. Man of the second half so far. To the top of the key, into the left corner for Majeski for three. This one's no good. Rebound, Asher for the Eagles. 29th rebound for them.
Good effort out of Kineth to go ahead and chase that down.
In the short corner, takes the jump shot. This one's no good. And saved by Ibarra over to... Barker, and Barker puts it in for two. Nice hustle play from Ibarra to keep that possession alive. And now back down to a 12-point lead for North Huron, 52-40. Ty Knoblauch against Kalesa. Down the baseline to the opposite block to Majeski. Little out of control. Puts his one up. This one doesn't touch anything. Knoblauch's there to scoop that one up. Puts that one off. Doesn't touch anything as well. Rebound Kalesa. Ibarra in transition to Kineth in the short corner. Pump fakes. And he's going to draw the foul from Morris as he went right over top of him and came down on top of him.
Well, that's only Morris's third, but he stopped the shot. As far as opportunity shots go, Kineth is just absolutely tremendous at that. So probably stopped 2 points that were sure. 12-point lead for the Warriors of North Huron.
Asher and Barker sit down. Curtis Vogel and Abreu check in for Deckerville. 5:45 left in the fourth quarter. 52-40. And we have a timeout called by North Huron. That'll be a full timeout. John, I'm struggling tonight because there's absolutely no rhythm to this ball game.
Really, almost by design.
No offense really being set up. They pass it around the perimeter. And then all of a sudden they just either chuck up a three or there's some sort of scramble and there's a turnover which results in a transition bucket. That's about the entire... spans of both offenses.
North Huron is looking for the tray first, and then they will go inside, and they've only hit one on the inside. Deckerville is just the opposite. They're going inside, and it's not falling for them.
Deckerville in that first half shot 35%. North Huron shot 32%. That third quarter for North Huron was huge, especially John Hoodie, who had 11 of his 13 points in the third quarter.
Told you they like to shoot trays.
You weren't kidding. But this is what, your fifth time watching North here on this season?
Yeah.
Like, so again, you would know.
They are very entertaining.
Kindeth inbounding for Deckerville underneath his own hoop. Trying to find someone. Feeds it into Abreu at the right block. Goes up strong. And this one is blocked. But Abreu is bailed out with the foul. And this may be DeAndre Morris's.
That is his fourth.
That's his fourth. So Morris in foul trouble. 16 foul for the Warriors. Puts Jose Maria Abreu at the free throw line, shooting two. Has not attempted a free throw tonight. Just has 4 points, six rebounds, and one block. First free throw is no good. Substitution for Deckerville. Derek Snyder checks in, replaces Trayton Kalesa. Chapinski checks in, replaces the four foul to DeAndre Morris. Abreu's second free throw upcoming. 12-point lead for North Huron. 52-40. Deckerville's second free throw no good. Rebound, Chapinski. North Huron definitely slowing down the tempo. 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. John Hoodie gets it stolen away by Derek Snyder. 10th turnover of the night.
Missed it.
And Derek Snyder misses it, but in North Huron bats it out of bounds. And this will come back for Deckerville. Ball underneath their own hoop, left side of the radio.
I can't fault the effort of Derek Snyder.
No.
He's doing everything he can out there.
Abreu is stolen away by Ty Knobloch. John Hoodie can't bring in the pass as they're trying to throw it all over the court right now. Out of control for the Warriors, and that's the 11th turnover. So Deckerville with 10 turnovers, North Huron with 11. 5:15 left of the fourth.
Everyone's in a hurry right now.
I don't get it. North Huron's leading by 12 points in a game that has seen 7 lead changes, and they're acting like they can't against a 14-second shot clock or something. Into Curtis Vogel, and this one's stolen away by John Hoodie. So the 11th turnover for Deckerville, both teams with 11.
Okay, Ty Knobloch's going to go ahead and slow it down a little bit.
52-40. North Huron leading with the ball by 12 points. 4:56 left. To Brad Hoodie, dribbling at the top of the key, 3 feet from midcourt. And it's stolen by Isaac Kindeth. Kindeth goes up and in for two. Kindeth with 19 points. Back to a 10-point lead for North Huron. To Chapinski in transition. Now retreats back over to Ty Knobloch, and he calls a timeout. With 4:37 left in the fourth quarter. 52-42. North Huron leading by 10 points. In a very confusing game, John. I don't know what to think anymore.
I guess you have to call timeout to go ahead and tell everyone that you can't show that you're putting the ball in the ice box right now. That you have to go ahead and show that you're attacking. Right now, North Huron is not attacking at all.
This is the second timeout for North Huron in 1:08.
And they have the lead.
With 10 points, 52-42. Both teams with 11 turnovers. Check that. North Huron with 12 turnovers. Deckerville with 11.
With 4:37 to go, that's a lot of time for Deckerville to go ahead and claw their way out of that hole that they built for himself. Okay, and if North Huron is going to help the Deckerville Eagles, the perfect way to do that is just go ahead and just stall the ball on the outside. There's just no way they're going to stall out 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
No.
And I don't see this turning into a foul fest yet either.
Even so, I don't think that really make a difference. Both teams aren't, you know, with the exception of a couple players here or there, really aren't that strong of free throw teams. Ty Knobloch gets the ball in the backcourt, about 70 feet from the hoop. And guarded by Carlos Ibarra at midcourt.
Uh-oh.
Nearly had a turnover as he left his feet before he passed the ball. Chapinski back to Knobloch.
Still doing the same thing.
To Morris at the right wing. Putting the ball in the ice box.
Way too early.
Way too early, let alone it's 10 degrees outside. Knobloch now in trouble in the corner of the backcourt. And as he's trapped by Vogel in a bar, and he throws it off the feet of Vogel.
I would say North Huron needs another timeout, but they only have one left.
Yeah. Chapinski gets the inbound at the right wing. Now Morris in
Take
there with
the
four
ball
fouls
to
Derek
go.
Snyder on the left side. This one's way off the mark. Rebound brought in by Deckerville's number 20, Jeff Stone. Deckerville trailing by 10 points halfway through the fourth. Curtis Vogel in transition. The finger roll is good for the big man. He has 4. It's back down to just 8-point deficit for the Deckerville Eagles. Ty Knobloch dribbling through about every trap. And a loose ball And Ty can